Hello, welcome to The World Today. I'm Tanya Nolan. This Wednesday, a small special needs school in regional New South Wales attracts international attention over a new literacy model that's producing life-changing results.
He may have had a vocabulary of 10 words. Now it's endless. He's putting words into sentences. But I think the biggest change is we ask him a question and he can answer it. We didn't think that would ever be the case.
Education experts from around the globe have turned their attention to a small special needs school in southern New South Wales, which is taking on a major teaching experiment. The Willens High School, Hill School rather, in Wagga Wagga, has become the first in the world to implement the four blocks literacy model in every classroom. Melinda Hayter filed this report from Wagga Wagga.
Once upon a time, kangaroo went to the swimming pool. Kangaroo went on the water slides. Kangaroo went on the diving boards. Kangaroo went on the chairlift. Kangaroo went home.
12-year-old Dominic Reynolds has moderate autism. Father Stephen says while Dom's written literacy is quite remarkable, trying to verbally communicate has always been difficult, until now.
He was very singular words. He may have had a vocabulary of 10 words. Now it's endless. He's putting words into sentences. But I think the biggest change is we ask him a question and he can answer it. We didn't think that would ever be the case.
Willens Hill Assistant Principal Janelle Urbanavicius stumbled across the Four Blocks Literacy Model one weekend on the internet about 3 years ago.
The program itself is pretty much like every literacy program in any mainstream school, except its one focus, its main focus, is to have all kids have access to literacy and all kids to experience success with literacy at whatever level of learning they are.
After attending a specialised forum on the model, school principal Chris Lennon decided she would do what no other school had done, roll out the program in every classroom. She denies it was a gamble.
Can you imagine what lives of my kids would be without communication and without literacy? So imagine a world where you can't make any choices, you can't talk to your mates, you can't tell someone that you really don't like that, tell someone that it's wonderful, or whether you're not literate. You know, imagine living in our world now without literacy.
For 2 hours every day, the students, their teachers and aides work on reading, writing and using words. Technology has become a big help during that time.
So what do we need in between words? We need a space. Good girl. Where's the space bar?
The school has the support of Melbourne-based speech pathologist Jane Farrell, who is collecting data on the students this year. She's documenting what she calls amazing learning stories.
The complexity of what they're writing is increasing. Sentences are becoming longer. They're not writing formulaic writing so much anymore. So there were some students who were always writing, "My name is, I live at," and they couldn't really vary from that, who are now writing stories about what they did on the weekend or stories about their family.
Janelle Urbanavicius believes Four Blocks could be the catalyst for fundamental changes in special needs literacy education in Australia. She hopes the work Willens Hill is doing will show other schools every child can be taught, no matter what their needs may be.
I've been in special ed long enough to see things come and go and be able to spot a trend and something that you think, well, we'll do this for a little while and then it'll go. I don't see this going.
Parents like Stephen Reynolds don't want to see Four Blocks going either. He says his son Dom has become a different child and an avid story writer because of it.
He comes home with these booklets every day and it's my job. I pick up Dom off the bus and I can't wait to get those booklets out of his bag every day and just read what's new, what's something he's done that's new.
That's Stephen Reynolds, the father of Dom. And that's all from the World Today team for this Wednesday. I'm Tanya Nolan. We'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you can join us. Have a great afternoon.